USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's official. Attorneys for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents the agency recovered from his Florida estate, at least until a neutral special master can be appointed. A member of his legal team had signaled late last week that the court action was coming. Federal investigators executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago earlier this month, seeking to recover classified documents that were supposed to stay in Washington when he left office. Trump said he declassified all of the documents, but experts say Trump can't just unilaterally make that proclamation. The nation's top infectious disease expert will leave the federal government in December. Dr. Anthony Fauci became a household name in the last couple of years and the subject of partisan attacks due to guidance he gave to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. The 81-year-old is stepping down after 5 decades in public service. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Ford took it on the chin as Wall Street opened after the carmaker lost one of the largest verdicts in the U.S. so far this year.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of 2 people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
The largest ever economic development project in the Buckeye State has a big challenge. How to find 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople. That project, a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, that will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. Before we even get that far, the 1,000-acre site still must be leveled and the factory built. You are listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The ball now in Washington's court when it comes to reviving a 2015 nuclear deal between world powers and Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Tehran submitted a response last week to the latest proposal from the European Union on a nuclear agreement. The State Department is working to put together a response to Iran's comments. Iran accuses the United States of putting off indirect talks to resume the deal. State Department spokesman Ned Price acknowledged delays in the negotiation, but says the United States is not to blame for that.
It has languished at times for months and months because of the action, or oftentimes was the case, inaction from Iran. The notion that we have delayed this negotiation in any way is just not true.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pfizer has asked federal regulators to authorize a new COVID vaccine that adds protections from newer Omicron variants. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is hoping to offer the booster shot to people age 12 and older. Shots could begin in a matter of weeks if the FDA signs off. Moderna is expected to file a similar application soon. The Dow fell more than 600 points at Wall Street's close on Monday. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 2.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.